USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump and First Lady Melania to visit the families of the 11 people shot and killed as they prayed inside their synagogue Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The announcement from White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The President and First Lady will travel to Pennsylvania to express the support of the American people and grieve with the Pittsburgh community.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing President Trump and wife Melania to visit with the rabbi of Tree of Life Synagogue and the families of the 11 people shot and killed by an anti-Semite as they prayed on the Sabbath.
Anti-Semitism is a plague to humanity, and it is responsible for many of the worst horrors in human history. We all have a duty to confront anti-Semitism in all its forms and everywhere and anywhere it appears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
A Republican senator speaking out about our relationship with China. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Trade tensions between the United States and China have taken another negative turn, with the United States demanding that China come up with a specific plan and stop allegedly stealing our technology. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin joined Fox Business and said we need to wise up regarding China.
Let's face it, China has been stealing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our industrial secrets as well as our military secrets, and that is really, I think, the biggest threat to we face in terms of our relationship with China. If we have a unified rest of the world when it comes to trade and our dealings with China, we'll discipline them to begin really adhering to the norms of the rest of the world trading system.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street after some wild swings, the Dow losing 245 points to close at 24,442, the NASDAQ down 1.6%, the S&P 500 down 17 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To politics now, House Speaker Paul Ryan defending Republicans against those in the mainstream media and others who blame the party for the unspeakable violence and murders at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and for the man sending mail bombs to Democrats. USA Radio's Wendy King picks up the story.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Catholic bishops calling for a larger role for women in church decision-making. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The bishops meeting at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.